Morning, Clark.
Hey Morgan, how are you?
Good. Had a late night with
I missed what you said. You had a late night what?
The puppy was throwing up.
All right.
It's like having a kid again. Go ahead.
No, so the dog's all right. Just a
dog,
whatever.
Dog's fine. I'm sure she just ate some things. And Carmine, I was just telling Clark the dog was up vomiting through the night. Just like you wake up, it's like having a kid again, a baby.
Oh no. Yeah, it's the same, you know. And then it hit Lisa and I like a ton of bricks the other day. Like, we're talking, we're like, because we just got a new puppy, you know. And
is this number 9 or number 10?
Number eight. And actually, my mom's dog is here visiting right now, so we have 9 here. But I just said to Lisa, I said, we got to stop buying puppies. Like, I'm going to be 50 this year. It's like, the kids are going to be out of the house. We're going to be stuck with all of these dogs. You know, we just got to, like, we're not at the point anymore where we can just like, buy puppies. Like, you can get, or adopt puppies.
Yeah. Yep. Morning, Holly.
Carmine.
What's up? Kat. How are you?
She was swimming with the dolphins yesterday.
Nice. It's funny, last time we were doing this, this one particular one, I had a trade show in Edison, so I was doing it in the hotel room. I was signing.
Yeah, I remember.
I have to check into the hotel room tonight. It's the same exact thing.
Oh, you're going to the trade show tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. Morning, Lisa.
Morning.
Morning.
It's just a voice.
Just a voice.
She's sitting on my meditation pillow, too.
Good for her. Oh, the nice one.
Yeah, she kicked me off it.
All right, I'm going to switch this into speaker mode. All right, so welcome to day 4 of the meditation challenge. And so far, we've covered an introduction to basic mindfulness in the first 2 principles, which are gentleness and precision. And today, we're going to talk about letting go, which is arguably the heart of the practice and the heart of almost any meditation practice. So this is a super valuable skill to learn, but more in terms of a principle to just hold in our practice and to be aware of. So we're going to start with a reading by Pema Chodron on letting go. She says, the experience of labeling your thoughts thinking over time becomes much more vivid. You may be completely caught up in a fantasy, in remembering the past or planning for the future, completely caught up as if you had gotten on an airplane and flown someplace else. You're elsewhere and you're with other people and you've decorated a room or you've relived a pleasant or unpleasant experience. Or you've gotten all caught up in worrying about something that might happen, or you're getting a lot of pleasure from thinking about something that may happen, but you're completely involved as if in a dream. Then suddenly you realize, and you just come back. It happens automatically. You say to yourself, thinking. And as you're saying that, basically what you are doing is letting go of those thoughts. You don't repress the thoughts. You acknowledge them as thinking very clearly and kindly, but then you let them go. Once you begin to get the hang of this, it's incredibly powerful that you could be completely obsessed with hope and fear and all kinds of other thoughts. And you could realize what you've been doing without criticizing it. And you could let it go. This is probably one of the most amazing tools that you could be given. The ability to just let things go. Not to be caught in the grip of your own angry thoughts or passionate thoughts or worried thoughts or depressed thoughts. So before we go into the practice, just to say a few more words about letting go. As we've talked about over the last few days, in basic mindfulness, in this practice, this approach, in this technique, we experience the letting go moment most vividly in the moment when we label our thoughts thinking. And as the reading alludes to, that's the moment when we have been magnetized to our thoughts and we're right up in them or against them or just, you know, we're fully in the thought stream. And then we wake up and we realize that we're just in the daydream, just kind of following that current. And we label it thinking, and presto, we're suddenly out of that whole world. We're out of that particular thought, but also we're out of that particular thought stream. And that was something I wanted to highlight, is that the more you build this muscle of letting go, the more that thoughts, individual thoughts, you get a little perspective on them, because you're like, oh, I was just lost in that thought. And you come back to the breath. It's letting go that allows us to have that experience. But then something else begins to happen as we get better at that letting go action of labeling our thoughts thinking. We build up momentum, right? The proportion or the percentage of the letting go starts to build. So we may be lost, say we're lost 95% of the time, and we're labeling our thoughts 5% of the time. And we're just getting that little bit of distance from our thoughts. And we're starting to taste a little bit of what resting our attention on the breath feels like, the shamatha, the calm abiding. That's what shamatha means, calm abiding of the mind. And then we move to 15% of letting go, labeling thoughts, thinking, and experiencing the space of unbiased presence. And we notice, oh, I can see even a little bit more clearly. I have a little bit more objectivity on all that movement. And then it moves to 30% because we've now been practicing for a few weeks. And suddenly this balance is starting to shift. And we're noticing, hey, because we've never really done this before, or we haven't done it for very long, it's actually a very big difference. I'm not completely lost in thoughts, in the thought stream. And this interesting thing starts to happen. We become more aware that it's less individual thoughts that we're caught in, as much as we're just lost in the thought stream itself. And then we keep practicing, and suddenly it's 40% on the meditation object and 60% lost in the daydream. But now we're really gaining some distance and perspective from that whole lost in the daydream world. And we're getting more objectivity on the whole process of how we get lost. And we start to see off the cushion, oh, I spend a lot of time just unaware that I'm dipping into this all the time. I'm just, you know, I'm just in this world where the mind fabricates an entire universe. That's just what it does. Narratives about self, narratives about others. What did that look mean that someone gave me? Like, and then suddenly there's a whole rabbit hole just about that, like that glance that your partner gave you, or that tone of voice, or and then, but now that you are working with this letting go practice, you're starting to notice, oh wait, I just spent 15 or 20 minutes ruminating about that. Is it even real? Or is that just a whole story that I'm making up, that my mind is just spun out and I'm involved with? And maybe there's really good reasons for that, but is it actually real? Or is it all just sort of based on things that have happened in the past? And I've been believing it. And in that believing, I'm feeding it with my attention. And it's like a recursive thing. The more I give it my attention, the bigger it becomes. But oh, I've noticed in my practice, when I take my attention away from it, just put it on the breath, and I just come back to the moment, that whole thing which loomed large just a moment ago is suddenly not so big anymore. Actually, it's like a balloon deflating. And oh, it kind of looks a little pathetic right now. It's not so big. And now suddenly we're at 50. We're at 50%, right? And we're seeing suddenly like, oh, I get it. When I'm letting go, I'm letting go of the whole thought stream every time. Yes, there are individual thoughts, but now I can actually see that I am so just immersed in that entire current of thought. And every time I let go, I'm not just letting go of thoughts, I'm letting go of the entire thought stream. And I'm experiencing this unburdening off of my chest, off of my heart, off of my nervous system and my whole being. And I feel this relief and release. And I'm just, oh, I can breathe. It was like I had this constricting suit on and I unzipped it and suddenly it's off. And like, the more you practice letting go, the more, and the reason I wanted to unpack that process a little bit is just so you understand, and maybe you've already experienced this, that momentum meditation is a cumulative thing, and letting go is a cumulative thing. And one reason that daily practice is so important and so helpful is because of this scenario that I just laid out. That is what it's just like, as if you're an athlete and you are just building up your capacity. You know, as a runner, you're just building up your VO2 max, and you can run faster and you can run more and you can hold it for longer. Same thing with meditation. As you do those reps and you develop your capacity to let go, your perspective on the thought stream enlarges. And then you suddenly see there's a whole part of the self that emerges and comes forth that's been more or less constrained and repressed, just because that's what happens when we're involved in the thought stream. There's constriction, and when we let go of the thought stream, there's release. And again, this is relates to what we were talking about yesterday about precision. We start to experience the simplicity on the other side of the complexity of the mind. We start to see the simplicity that it's not a whole universe of thought and I have to let go of each one of these and how the hell am I ever going to do that? It's more like, oh, it's a whole world that I let go of every time in a single moment. It's a single choice every time. And the more attention I give to that choice of letting go, the more my experience of presence and peace and expansion and space expands. And it's just this simple choice to let go again and again. So I wanted to unpack it a little bit And I'm sure all of you, if you're coming to this course, I'm sure you've tasted what I'm talking about. You have an inkling from your own experience. Maybe you entered a flow state in some other process, and you experienced that unburdening or that release and relief. It's the same thing, but in this context, it's not a spontaneous occurrence. We are cultivating and nurturing our capacity to enter into that space of flow, of presence, of coming home to the ground of our own being. So let's go ahead and practice letting go. And we're going to start with our faith's hymn. And again, if any of you have questions about this, we'll have time for Q&A tomorrow to just unpack it a little bit more and talk about it. Let me share my computer audio. All right, so let's go into the Adi Mudra. Let's wrap the thumbs in, and we're going to bring each finger down to touch the Adi Mudra, the baby mudra. This is like they call it the primary mudra. It's as if we were just out of the womb and we're in the arms of the mother, the archetypal mother, and we're being held. And we are holding ourselves, but we are both the holder and the being held, the lover and the beloved. And between each course, just to remind us, we're going to take a really deep breath, and then we're going to hum and harmonize with the song. And I want you to do that as much as you can, with a felt sense that humming is emanating from your own heart center. So you're just allowing the attentional system to drop out of the head, rest into the heart, and we are harmonizing our humming with the song from right here. Deep breath. Thank you. Feeling into that heart center. Deepest breath yet. Keep the shoulders soft. Keeping the gaze closed down, bring the hands over your heart center, the palms down over the heart. Feeling into the vibration of our humming right here, right in the center of our hearts. As if there is a warm, radiant, glowing sun, brilliant, in the middle of our chest. Rays bursting out. Feeling the warmth of those rays through our whole body. Feeling the resonance and the harmonizing of our own voices spreading and filling our bodies with warmth and light and well-being. And feel the different parts of your body softening and melting in the warmth of those rays, releasing, letting go, just letting it all go into the ground, releasing any tension, giving it away to gravity. Gravity, we can imagine as the love of the earth drawing us back to our origin. Releasing, letting go. Deeply rooted, deeply rooted. And at the same time, the rays of that sun in your chest shooting up towards the sky, reaching, spreading, allowing the palms to come down into the grounding mudra, resting palms facing down on our thighs or our knees. Feeling the balance in our heart center between releasing and rooting into the ground and sprouting up towards the sky, elongating our spine. And just imagining, feeling into our bodies, the felt sense of our body as a whole, sensing the body as a field of sensation, porous boundaries, field of sensation, intelligence, light, movement, energy. Commingling with all the space around us. And then listening from the heart center, as the heart center, to all the sounds. Auditory gate wide open. And then listening to the silence beneath all the sounds, permeating all the sound. Now fully taking our seat, lifting up out of the spine. Strong back, soft front. Gently tucking the chin. You can keep your eyes shut if you prefer, If you want eyes open, let the gaze be soft and diffuse. Taking in the whole span of visual apprehension. And now gently find the breath. Becoming aware of the passage of the breath through the nostrils, through the channel of the nose. Becoming aware of the cycle of giving and receiving the breath. And the sensation of the winds passing through the channel. When you notice your mind, your attention wandering, getting lost in thought, just label it thinking kindly and gently alight on the breath again. And we'll do this for a few minutes. I'll ring us in and ring us out. Keep returning to the sensation of the breath. Keep labeling your thoughts, thinking, let go. We're just doing one thing. We're labeling our thoughts, thinking, and returning to the breath. Staying open to sounds, sensations, smells. All the sense doors are open. As we feel the sensation of the breath on the top of the channel, the sides of the channel, bottom of the channel. Whatever you're involved in the thought stream, you can just label it thinking. Confusion is just thinking. Questions, thinking. Label it thinking and return to the breath. Am I doing this right? Just label it thinking. Come back to the breath. Just staying with the meditation. We'll go into our closing song. Touching our fingertips, steepling our palms, thumbs touching the heart center. Our closing mudra. You can hum along with this, or you can just listen. You can sway, whatever you're comfortable with. Just allow yourself to be fully absorbed. Mm-hmm.
power of now is here now. The power of you, me, is here to create magic on earth. The power of love is here now. The power of now is here now. The power of you and me is here to create magic on earth. Let the fire burn away your fears. Let the wind blow into your life. Such faith and trust all. Let the earth hold you, take care of you, and nurture you all. The power of love is here now. The power of now is here now. The power of you and me is here to create magic on earth. The power of love is here now. The power of now is here now. The power of you and me is here to create magic on earth.
Bringing the palms together in front of our chest. Before we close the practice, just take a moment. Observe the mind. Just reflect on the condition of your mind. Is it calm? Is it agitated? No right answer. And then in the spirit of letting go, let's just take all the merit from our practice, all the intelligence, all the goodness, and send that out into humanity, sharing the fruits of our practice, giving it all away. Taking a deep breath and bowing to each other to seal the practice. Okay, y'all. Who is singing this song? It's Alexia Chaloon is her name. And I'll include that in the email that goes out later today. But thank you everyone for coming. Thank you for sharing this practice. And tomorrow we'll have a little bit longer session so we can have Q&A. We'll just take it up to the hour. So if you have any questions about anything we've done this week, or if you have any questions about practice in general, we can totally go into that. Often Q&A is some of the richest part of the whole thing, because we all learn from each other, sharing our experiences. It's one mind, it's one human experience. Universe, one song. We are all part of one song. Together. So thank you for joining the song today, consciously and intentionally. See you tomorrow.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Bye.